We're so thankful that Chris and Stephanie are here with us this morning. Our lives have intertwined with them, and that's why we have so many mixed feelings. But above all, we are joyful for them. And we're just delighted to know that they're not only being disciples, but making disciples. And really, that's why we're here on the planet, in a nutshell, for each of us. So thank you for your exemplar. We appreciate you guys. We love you. So I ask you to come now and share the testimonies that you have prepared. Okay, Chris. God bless you. Steph. Blessing, Steph. Hug you now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good morning. It's on.
Good morning. No, yeah. I was telling you.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. Anyways, before we get into our testimony, we're just going to, I just want to say a quick prayer, and then we'll get into this part here. So just pray with me for a minute. Father God, Lord, we are truly privileged to have you in our lives. It is a blessing. It is an honor, Lord, to love you and to serve you. Amen. Sorry.
All right. Hi. We're going to try to get through this. Chris has got the box. As many of you know, we are moving to Belleville in a week for an internship at New Life Women's Recovery Ministries. Before we tell you about our journey to New Life, we want to go back about 20 years and share how God has worked in our lives to prepare us for this next chapter. We are still in amazement when we look back and see the grace and love that he has poured out so that everything will work for his purpose. As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our flesh and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature deserving of wrath. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. Ephesians 1-5.
That verse really hits hard when we reflect back to who we were. That was us. We were enemies of Christ. We lived a life that not only focused on our own wants and desires, we partied, we abused substances. We were completely consumed by this world and all it had to offer. Little did we know that all this lifestyle offered was death. Steph and I were not Christians. We were blind to who God is. We lived in this way for years before Jesus stepped into our life and called us by name. Romans 5, verses 8 to 10 reads as this: But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since we have now been justified by his blood, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through him? For if, while we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to him through the death of his son, how much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through his life?
Although we had people enter our life who mentioned Jesus, our first eye-opening interaction with Jesus was in 2004, when I became pregnant with Aiden. We were told there were serious complications and that he would most likely not live. We were struggling, turning to familiar coping and not knowing what to do. It was a stressful time, and we both were in a very dark place. But God is faithful. Even though we are not, God knew what was to come. So he placed us in the center of believers right here in this church body. Jesus stepped into our darkness and revealed himself in a miraculous way. I think all of CHFBC were praying for Aiden, Chris, and I during this time. Aiden was born healthy on November 25th, 2004. It was an actual miracle. Back then, we didn't know any of you really well, yet you all stood by us and walked beside us, speaking truth into our souls. And this would happen more than once as the years went on. This softened our hearts towards Jesus, and we started to attend church, read scripture, and began to learn that Jesus died for us so that we may live eternally with God.
We started to develop relationships with various people within the church. By God's grace, he had granted us protection here. Although we didn't know it at this time, actually, we didn't know anything that God was doing. Only now can we look back and be amazed. He knows what we need. He knows what we need when we need it. We needed discipling, and it was his place, and he was placing his disciples in our path. Over the years, people came alongside us. There were times when I can remember the men in the church would take time to drive all the way down from here, all the way up to our place in Toronto, just to spend time in God's word. Steph had similar experiences with some of the women. We began to have friendships we would not have sought out without the Lord leading the way. During this time, we continued to be what some may call lukewarm Christians, thinking we could have one foot in the world and one foot in the kingdom. If I think back, I would say we were hypocrites. We hadn't fully given ourselves over to Christ. But as I'm saying this, I want you to keep in mind, God was still working on us, opposing our sin. He was building us up. I was clean from hard substances, and at this point, I was really trying to be a godly man. Steph was also trying to be a godly woman. Stephanie had finished her Bachelor of Nursing degree and had gone to specialize in mental health and addiction. Every job that God allowed her to obtain from then until now has been preparation for what's to come. I was also being prepared. I felt drawn to help others that were walking similar paths that I had. I had found myself constantly talking to young men that struggled with mental health and addiction, other life-controlling desires. And although we were still struggling, we had not fully committed our lives to Jesus. God gave us hearts to serve vulnerable people. Our mentors and brothers and sisters in Christ continued to check up on us and pursue us even when we were screwing up.
During this period, our life was increasingly becoming chaotic. We were still saying we were Christian, but clearly not showing any fruit. We were really struggling in our marriage and as parents. We were unraveling and both ready to walk away from each other. Our life was crumbling before our eyes. But God, in his infinite wisdom, had other plans for us. He wanted both of us. He was claiming us as his own. Despite our terrible choices and selfishness, God was still faithful. He never left us, even though we had gone our own way more times than I can count. Once again, we had people from this church who came alongside us. And through a whole lot of prayer, confronting love, and grace, God opened our eyes and allowed our hearts to turn to him. God brought us to our knees. This was our turning point. This was when we came to the end of ourselves and decided to pick up our cross and follow Jesus. We decided that we didn't want to do this life without him. Jesus came to save us from our sin, from the chains of this world, and give us freedom. He called us to follow him, so we did. Me? Oh. This was almost 10 years ago now, and of course we still struggle, but we know without a doubt that Jesus brought us out of our darkness and into the light because of what he did on the cross. We are forgiven and can live under his authority. This is the most freedom we have ever experienced, And our past life, which we thought was freedom, was a prison, and have decided to never look back. I have been crucified with Christ. I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Galatians 2, verse 20.
Looking back, we can clearly see how we were being discipled over the years. We had also started to do this with others that had crossed our paths. We wanted people to know Jesus. So we often found ourselves walking alongside struggling people and sharing the gospel whenever we had the opportunity. Steph and I were drawn to people suffering with addiction and mental health concerns and felt God wanted us to serve him in this way. So now we're going to fast forward to June this year. Stephanie comes to me after hearing one of Bill's sermons about not wasting God's gifts. She's all excited and she tells me that she can't stop thinking of this new life ministry that her brother Danny had mentioned. And I responded, "Is this the same ministry that your brother had mentioned a couple years ago?" When he asked if we would ever consider serving there as a husband and wife team, Stephanie, of course, says yes and announces that now she wants to go for a tour to check out this property because she wants to see how they're keeping Christ-centered and how we can possibly start something on our own property. This isn't all that unusual because Steph often gets grand ideas, and I just roll with it. So, of course, I'm game because it sounds pretty cool, and Steph already booked it, so I couldn't say no. So we went to New Life on July 8th for the tour, and it was awesome. We'd found out that New Life is a 12-month residential discipleship program. It focuses on helping women that have addiction and other life-controlling issues. It has a clear vision and a clear mission, all of which center on Scripture and Jesus. It is solid, and we felt feeling super energized and excited for this ministry, so much that Steph and I could not stop thinking and talking about this place for the next week. We didn't know what each other were thinking, because we hadn't really talked to each other.
You're making up your own thing, but that's fine.
So then we finally sat down to chat, and we realized we both felt a call into New Life. We were kind of shocked that we were 100% on the same page this time. Praise the Lord. The next thing we know, we are FaceTiming with Tina and Marty, the executive director of New Life, and agreeing to do a six-month internship with the potential to be the husband and wife team that Danny had asked us about 2 years ago. We had been offered the opportunity to work alongside Tina and Marty. Stephanie would be in the program first, learning all about it, then teaching and working directly alongside the women. I would be doing more property maintenance, landscaping to begin, and then if it's a good fit, we will take the position as a full-time staff at New Life.
So here we are. Good. So here we are. We are packing up and leaving our life as we know it to serve God through New Life Recovery Ministries. Not in our wildest dreams did we think God would call us to serve in this way. We look back on our life, and it does make sense that we go here, but it also blows our minds to look at what God has done in our hearts, how he has used his church to disciple us through their spiritual gifts, how he has opposed our sin by turning it on its head and sending us to walk alongside others and disciple those who have similar sin struggles. We feel so blessed that he wants to use us in this way. It's hard for us to pick up everything and leave. We will miss you all so much. You guys are our family. At the same time, this has been one of the easiest decisions we have made. We feel confident that the Lord is completing a good work in us and through us, that he wants us to go to New Life, whether it's for 6 months, 2 years, or longer. We are willing to go wherever God wants us, and our prayer is that we will all humble ourselves before him, be still, and listen for his call.
Mark 8:34-35. Then he called the crowd to him along with his disciples and said, "Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it. But whoever loses their life for me and for the gospel will save it."
So now we have a little video, but before we turn that on, I just wanted to tell you about it. It's just a short video. But we had the privilege of going to New Life last weekend, and they had their grand reopening and ribbon cutting. And it was a really big blessing to be able to see that, because we are just our testimony is a small portion of what God is doing through this ministry, and we saw that last weekend. He has brought so many people that have poured out their hearts and time and skills into getting this ministry up and running, and it was really evident that his hand is on this. So we can have a quick look at the video.